Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:02 on a Tuesday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have Moshe behind the glass tonight. We have John Johnson on updates. You guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard, taking you right up to the Phillies and Diamondbacks later this evening right here on WIP. Arrieta on the mound will do leading off around 8:30. The game at 9:40 tonight out in Arizona. Phillies with a good win last night, and Velasquez continues to be better than we give him credit for. So we'll do the Phillies and leading off coming up in a little bit. But I want to start with the Eagles tonight. And really, the way I'm feeling about the best part of this team and the way I'm feeling about the most suspect part of this team. There's no question the Eagles are going to have a good offense. And if that doesn't happen, something went wrong in a considerable way. They're going to have a really, really impactful offense. And they should be close to, if not better than they were 2 years ago, when they scored about four touchdowns a game and just rolled offensively for a lot of weeks of that season. They should have that kind of offense. But as I look at the Eagles and all the injuries, and I was talking about with Howard earlier on defense, the Eagles' defense worries me. Like, I'd be lying to you if I said, I'm not worried about this defense. They're going to just be A-OK. No, it worries me. They have a lot of injuries, and I don't think they have a lot of impactful talent. Fletcher Cox is a great player. How many other great players are on the Eagles' defense? Start naming them. Start counting them. Because you're going to run out of time. You're going to run out pretty quickly. Malcolm Jenkins, at one point you may have said he was a great safety. He's not great anymore. He's come down a little bit. They have no great corners. They have young players that could become something very good, like a Sidney Jones. They have no great corners. Their linebacking crew is a mass unit right now with Camus out. Their defensive end group is a bunch of, you know, guys that were very good in Brandon Graham but are now in the back half of their career, and a guy we're hoping on in Derek Barnett. The defense, the way when I look at the Eagles' defense, I say at full strength could be a good unit, could be one of the better units in the NFL. But I don't think we're looking at a great defense. The Eagles didn't have a great defense last year, and they've lost Michael Bennett. They've lost Chris Long. Their pass rush on the edge is not as impressive without those guys, and they weren't great last year. They were pretty good defense last year, not great. And now they have more question marks, more guys coming off injury. That's the defense. On the offense, we keep saying they're going to be very good. They're going to be very good. They're going to be very good. They should be. But very good's not going to be good enough. As I look at the defense and I look at what they have, we haven't seen them play yet. I'm talking about talent and just personnel, injuries, everything we're hearing from camp, which includes the Camus injury, which includes Joe Osman, who everyone was high on, now being out, which includes Jalen Mills, still not ready. Sidney Jones, a major question mark. Roddy McLeod, still not ready. Nigel Bradham, still not ready. Fletcher Cox, still not ready. Derek Barnett, still not ready. All these things are making me believe this defense is going to be more middle of the pack than it is going to be special. Can the Eagles win a lot of football games with a middle of the pack defense? Yeah, this happens in the NFL all the time. You know, the NFL today is not about having the 2000 Ravens or the Buddy Ryan Eagles defenses, that or the Legion of Doom with the Seahawks. That's not the recipe to win games in the NFL. You don't need that. Offense does drive the league now. But the idea for this team not just to win football games. The idea for the 2019 Eagles is to win the Super Bowl. And for the Eagles to be as great as we want them to be, this offense can't just be very good. This offense needs to be special. The defensive injuries keep piling up. Howie Roseman, for as good of an offseason he had building an offense, ignored defensive end, and it's going to show. I mean, this defensive end group is just, it's very, very thin. If Derek Barnett plays like he was drafted to play, I think they're going to be okay. But that's a question mark. And now the depth there is being tested. It's a league of offense, but again, the recipe here isn't just to win 10 or 11 football games. I think the Eagles can score enough points to win 10 or 11 football games with a very good offense. But that's not what I'm not just looking to be a very good football team. I'm looking to win the Super Bowl this year. That is what I've been told and I believe and I think down there at the NovaCare, they think is what the goal is. Super Bowl. If the goal is a Super Bowl, we're not talking about 10 or 11 wins and just, oh, whatever happens, happens. No, it's a Super Bowl. And although it is a league of offense now, look at the last 6 years. Go back and look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl. You know where they've ranked in points allowed? 7th, 4th, 1st, 8th, 1st. It has been 7 years since a non-top 10 defense won the Super Bowl. So yeah, we could say, oh, you know, offense drives the day. But guess what? The Rams, they didn't win it. Patriots did. The Saints, they don't actually win Super Bowls. They just put up a lot of points. The Packers, they don't win Super Bowls in the last decade. Steelers, no, they're good, but they don't win Super Bowls. Chiefs last year, unbelievable offense. It didn't win the Super Bowl. They didn't get to the Super Bowl. You need a requisite defense, a very good defense, to actually win the Super Bowl. And if you're not going to have that, your offense better be otherworldly. And I look at the Eagles' offense, and I think they're going to be very good. They're going to score a lot of points. But for the Eagles to be as great as we want them to be, with the question marks on defense, here's what we need. In a special offense, a top of the NFL kind of offense. And here's the reality of what we're hoping on. We are asking this offense, specifically a Carson Wentz-led offense, to do something that it's never done. Carson Wentz has had some very high highs in his career so far, very high, including his 2017 year, and his numbers were off the charts, and the wins were off the charts, and the play was off the charts. But here's what happened during that season. The Eagles blew teams out because they had a very good offense and they had a very good defense. That's why that team was so dominant in 2017. They weren't just dominant because of their offense. They were dominant because the offense was so good. They played keep away on offense and their defense got stops. And at home 2 years ago, the defense was unbelievable. I don't look at this 2019 Eagles defense and think we're getting unbelievable. So we have to get a great offensive performance. And we're asking Carson Wentz and this offense to do something we've never seen it do. In Carson Wentz's career, he has never won a football game when his defense allowed 25 points. The Eagles are 0-13 with Carson Wentz, their quarterback, in his 3 years when they allowed 25 or more points. He's never won a shootout. He's never won a shootout. And as I look at this season, as I kind of look forward and say, all right, we're two days away from the preseason opener here. What do I think this is going to look like? The one thing I keep seeing in my head is shootouts. You know, there'll be some bad teams like the Jets and the Lions and maybe the Bills. You know, they can, the Giants, the Dolphins, they can win 5 or 6 or 7 games without having to do anything special. Those teams just aren't very good. And the Eagles should suffocate them.
Well, you got 4 easy wins just in the division, not counting the Cowboys.
They should win those games.
Yeah, easy.
They should win those games because those teams aren't any good. And their offenses won't be any good to score on the Eagles. Yeah, they're bad teams. But the games I'm thinking of are Atlanta and Green Bay and Dallas and Minnesota and Seattle and New England. And we're talking about some of the best quarterbacks / offensive weaponry in the NFL. Those games probably are trending more to be shootouts. As you kind of look forward and say, what are they going to look like? What are those games going to be? 27-24, 30-27, 31-28, 34-31, 34-27. Those are probably, with the way the NFL is going, with the way the Eagles are built, those are the kind of games they're going to have to win. And quite frankly, that we're asking them to do something we've never seen this team do, this group together with this quarterback, win shootouts. I am worried about the defense, and I'm very, very hopeful on this offense. This Eagles offense, and I've heard a lot of people I respect say this, and I think they're saying it for a reason. It could be the best Eagles offense of all time. It could be a great Eagles offense. It could top 2 years ago, which was one of the great Eagles offenses of all time. They're going to have to be. The idea of what this offense can be is not so much, wow, I'm excited. It is, wow, it better deliver. Because as I look at this team, and if the objective is to win the Super Bowl, it's either have a top 10 defense. That's been the last 6 years of pro football. Either have a top 10 defense, or if you're going to put yourself in the mix, your offense better be able to overcome a non-top 10 defense. And I don't see a top 10 defense right now. 888-729-9494. Here's what I want to start with. Do you trust this Eagles offense to be as great as they need to be to win a Super Bowl? Not are they going to be good, Like, I think the conversation of, is the Eagles' offense going to be one of the best in the NFL is quite obvious. Yes. If the Eagles' offense is not one of the best in the NFL, there is something went wrong or they had major injuries. It's very unlikely. There's too many weapons. There's too good of a head coach. There's too much here for this offense not to score a lot of points, barring something outlandish. They're going to score. They're going to be in the, if the Eagles are in a top five or six offense in the NFL, I would be shocked. That's how high I am on the group they have, the offensive line they have, the weaponry they have, the coach they have, and I believe Carson Wentz, now back to health, will find a way to get those guys the football, and they'll do their thing. So I think they're going to score a lot of points. But it's not a hope. It's a they have to be. There is no alternative here for the Eagles. They need to be a special offense to go win. And I look at what they are on defense, and I said, there's questions there. There's a lot of questions, and there's worry with all these injuries. And if the objective is just to be a good football team, well, they can close their eyes and probably be a pretty good football team. There's a lot of talent here. There's depth here. But that's not the objective. At least that's not mine. And from the way I hear people talk about the Eagles, I don't think that that's the objective of this city, is just to be a good football team. The objective of this city is to win another Super Bowl. The reason Harry Roseman built this team the way he did is to win another Super Bowl. And I look at a defense that has questions, that has injuries, that has a lot of guys just behind with just about a month to go in the season. And I'm saying, man, this offense, not only can it better be good, it needs to be special. 888-729-9494. Tonight we talk trust on the evening show. Do you trust the offense to be great? Not very good, not you know, pretty good, but great. Because that's the formula I see for this to work. It reminds me a little bit of the Phillies conversation before the season, where we talked about how they would win and why a lot of us thought they'd be a good team this year and a playoff team, which somehow, some way they are, I guess, technically still. But we talked about the Phillies, and the idea was, yeah, we knew the pitching wasn't very good. We knew it was Aaron Nolan, question marks, but we assumed, I think Matt Klentak and the Phillies assumed, boy, we're going to hit. We are really going to score runs, and that's going to carry the day, and our bullpen will be good, and we'll pitch enough, and Nola, and we'll win. Hasn't worked, because the offense has fallen short, and they've had a whole host of other issues. We're doing the same thing now with the Eagles. We are looking at this team, we're acknowledging, man, this defense has some questions. There is depth issues. The pass rush doesn't look as strong as it's been in past years. There are big questions. And like the Phillies, there were reasons for the front office to say, look, these young guys are going to pop. Derek Barnett, Josh Sweat, Sidney Jones. It's in a similar way to what the Phillies did, banking on Pivetta and Eflin and Velasquez. They're going to pop. They're going to be better. Well, that didn't happen. And I think there's a chance you watch this Eagles team this year and you say, man, this defense, it's just middle of the pack. The Eagles need this offense to be special. I'm not talking about 23, 24, 25 points a game. That's not going to cut it. Not to be a championship-level team. If the Eagles are going to win a Super Bowl, their offense needs to be special. Do you trust it to be that? And do you trust it to get to the level it needs to carry this defense? 888-729-9494. This defense concerns me, and it concerns me that we are asking an offense to do something it has never done before. We have never watched Carson Wentz win a shootout. We have never watched this offense with Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz go in shootouts with that tandem together. I mean, these numbers are they're the truth. Like, as you look at the history of this team the last 3 years, which includes the Super Bowl, Carson Wentz is 0-13 when the Eagles defense allows 25 or more points. 0-13, he has never won a game when the Eagles defense allowed 25 or more points. Never. And that probably is going to happen a couple times this year. Week 2 against Atlanta. That feels like a night they could score 24 to 28 points.
I actually don't agree just with the Atlanta game, because I look at the last two games that they've played.
But here, they're way different in their dome.
At the same time, though, it's been almost identical slugfest.
Yeah, they have
like
been.
Really, it's insane how similar those games were.
But those Eagles defenses were better. Like, that's my worry. This Eagles defense can't do that anymore.
Was last year's defense that much better at the start of
the
season? It wasn't 100% healthy.
It wasn't, but you have Michael Bennett and Chris Long, and now you have Josh Sweat and Vinnie Curry. That's a big difference. That pass rush worries Zach out of me. 888-729-9494. Carson Wentz is 0-13 when the Eagles defense allows 25 or more. He's 6-17 when the Eagles defense gives up 20 or more. They don't win shootouts. Like, that hasn't been their MO. That hasn't been their the way the Eagles have won. Not under Carson and Doug together. 2 years ago, they won blowouts. When they won, they won. Their defense shut teams down. Their offense blew the door off. And they won some close games with lower scoring games. But when it comes to shootouts, that's just not how this team has won. And as I look at how this is trending as we head to the preseason, I feel like they are headed towards shootouts, headed towards games they're going to have to score 31 to win. Not to win by 15, not to win by two touchdowns, but to win. To get away with the W, they're going to need 28 to 31 to 34. That is their task now. Do you trust them? 888-729-9494. We start with Steve in Wilmington tonight. What's up, Steve?
Hey, two things. One, I guess they're not crediting the Rams game that the Carson Wentz got hurt in the shootout category because he scored. I mean, they got the lead, and he got hurt.
Right, but he didn't finish the game. He didn't finish that
game.
But
it was a shootout, and he was winning.
Right, but Nick Foles finished the shootout, and they won the game.
Okay. That's a
Well, all right, Steve. Steve, before you go on, I'll let you make your point. If you want to include that, we can do that. Then they're 1-13 with Carson as the quarterback when the defense allows 24 or more. It's still not a pretty stat.
I understand. My question is, you're saying that the defense isn't in the top 10.
I don't think they're top 10.
I just went through the list. Name me 10 teams that are better. Right now, go through the list. Name me 10 teams that are actually better.
Defensively, you think the Eagles are going to be a top 10 defense this year?
Absolutely.
But why?
Because if you look at the other teams, they're not that great.
But what about the Eagles defense screams top 10? They weren't top 10 last year in points allowed.
I'm not going to say that they weren't last year. I'm talking about this year.
Do you think they're a better defense, like personnel-wise? Do you think they have a better defense right now than they did last year?
Yes, because I think the secondary is vastly improved. The secondary got hurt last year, and they gave up a lot of points. This year, the secondary, I think, is vastly improved from last year. And I think that's going to keep a lot of the scoring down.
I hope you're right. But some of those guys aren't here. Like Jalen Mills is hurt. Crevion LeBlanc is hurt.
We got a month. They'll be ready.
Steve, Jalen Mills got hurt in October. He's still on a boot. He's not going to be ready anytime soon.
Okay, I'll give 2 months. My point is, I still think that they're better in the secondary.
I think you could be right, because Avante Maddox could emerge and really start playing well. And hopefully all this Sidney Jones hype we're hearing, Steve, is real, because he could be a difference maker.
Exactly. And I don't think the Eagles are going to be in as many shootouts as you think.
I hope you're right. I mean, that would be ideal. Like, I don't want to be in shootouts.
Like they say, Aaron Rodgers don't have an offensive line. Green Bay does not have a defense. You look at Atlanta, and no matter what you want to say, they can put up a lot of points,
mm-hmm.
and they can get shut out. It depends how hot and cold they
are. Yeah, they're usually good in their building, though. And Steve, I appreciate it. They're usually good down there in Atlanta. 888-729-9494, #9494. I am worried about the Eagles' defense, and here's how I feel about it. I can't change that. I can't give them more quality defensive ends. I can't give them more pass rush. I can't make people healthy in the secondary. None of us can. But the one thing that we can all bank on is this offense is going to be good. And I foresee this season as a season of shootouts against good offenses. Do you trust this Eagles' offense to win those? Because the fact of the matter remains, that hasn't been their modus operandi under Carson Wentz. They haven't won shootouts. They've never won a game with him as the quarterback when the defense allowed 25 or more points. And the way this is trending, I think we're getting some of those games. 888-729-9494. The Eagles offense, forget really good. They need to be special if the Eagles are going to go win a Super Bowl this year. 888-729-9494. We'll come back. Do you trust this offense to be that special? And I'll give you a name. There is a name out there that could maybe change this perception I have of this defense. He's available. And Howie Roseman should be trading for him right now. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.